In Nigeria, all but 8 girls kidnapped from a boarding school earlier this week have been rescued, according to the Nigerian military. As many as 100 girls had been missing after heavily armed militants from the Islamist group known as Boko Haram raided their dorm. Boko Haram, whose name in the local Hausa language translates roughly as Western education is sinful, has been waging a campaign of violence in northern Nigeria. The students' kidnapping comes on the heels of a bus bombing on the outskirts of Nigeria's capital that killed some 70 people early Monday. We're joined now by NPR's Africa correspondent, Ofebia Quist-Arkton. And Ofebia, let's start with the rescue. What details have you learned about it, and what's known about how the kidnapping happened in the first place?
Audi, it's a very short statement from Nigeria's military, quoting the school principal, saying that 8 girls remain unaccounted for and that it has rescued the others, but very few details. How the girls became free, whether they were rescued by soldiers, and what condition they're in. Now, we're told that on late overnight on Monday, the girls had gone back to school because they are taking their final exam. Schools have been closed in Borno State. But from the descriptions of some of the girls who were able to escape from their abductors, gunmen burst into their rooms, told them not to panic, and then the girls were piled into an open truck. And it was when the truck had problems that some girls were able to jump down and run into the bush. So it's not clear whether the military is talking about the girls who had managed to escape themselves or whether the latest lot of schoolgirls were rescued by the military themselves, who are doing a search and rescue operation, we're told.
And Boko Haram has waged similar attacks on schools in the past, correct?
Absolutely. And in the past, boys have been killed. They have had their throats slit like sacrificial lambs. And that sort of ties in with the name of Boko Haram. Western education is sinful. They say that they want to Islamize northern Nigeria, that they want to impose strict Sharia, Islamic law, and true Islamic law, that Nigerian Muslims are not practicing proper law. But in the past, girls have been spared, but with the warning, Audie, go home, get married, and stop school. So Western education is sinful seems to go through their ideology. Although Boko Haram, and they haven't yet claimed responsibility for this attack on the school or the raid on the bus park outside Abuja, the capital, they are being blamed by the authorities and President Goodluck Jonathan in particular.
Tell us more about the response from Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan. What has he had to say this week?
He went to the site of the bus park bombing on Monday, but very little has been said by the authorities about this attack on the school, which is in northeastern Nigeria, which has become the zone of operations of Boko Haram. That is where they were set up years ago. So people are saying the government has got to stop this insurgency. They have promised, they have imposed emergency rule in 3 northeastern states, and yet the bombers and the terrorists, as they're called, are able to attack at will. This must stop.
That's NPR's Africa correspondent, Ofebia Quist-Arkton. Ofebia, thank you.
Always a pleasure.